Hello, Tarja, how are you?
I am very fine. Greetings from Finland.
Ето я, Тарья Туруден. Тя каза, поздрави от Финландия. Хайде сега да я накараме да ни каже как е на финландски. Чувствам се много добре. Could you please tell us how do you say in Finnish? I'm feeling very well.
Minulla menee oikein hyvin.
Oh, great. Well, obviously, the idea to have you with us today is this finally in a long-awaited solo full debut of yours. Are you nervous?
Nervous? That's the wrong word. No, I'm not nervous. I'm very anxious. Actually, very enthusiastic about my new album.
Mm-hmm.
So long process. So, happy. A lot of energy went there, so I'm very happy to have it in my hands, finally.
Тария каза, че не се чувства нервна по повод излизането на дългоочаквани дебютен солов албум, или че нервна не е точната дума. По-скоро изключително ентусиазирана, защото работихме дълго по него, каза тя, и изразходвахме много енергия в създаването му, така че съм изключително щастлива най-сетне да го държа в ръцете си. Well, I believe that to a certain extent it's been a tough period for you since you got... been divorced with your famous ex-band, and then it's been something like 2 years now, I believe, being solo.
Yes.
But during this, let's say, tough period for you personally, who was your best friend?
Oh, I got many best friends. I have very many best friends. Of course, I have a very warm and warm-hearted family around me, and then here in Finland, it's small town where I'm living, and we have a very, very close friendship here. Many friends, like around 10 people who have been in this process very closely, walking hand in hand. But also, not forgetting the fact that is one of the greatest things in my life that I have seen, that there are so many people really supporting me all over the world. And that has been, they have been holding me awake, and they have never been gone, like the one of my songs are telling in the album.
Окей. Попитах я през всичките тези, всъщност около 2 години вече, откакто тя преживя трудната раздяла с нейната бивша група Nightwish, кой беше най-близкият й приятел. Тария каза, о, има много най-близки приятели. Разбира се, на първо място е чудесното ми семейство. Що се отнася до Финландия? Тук живее в малко граче, в което се държим ръка за ръка с още 10 души. Неразделни приятели сме. Да не забравиме и феновете. Едно от най-значимите ми преживявания е да виждам колко много хора по целия свят ме подкрепят истински. Те ме държат будна и не ми позволяват да си отида, както се пее и в една от песните ми. Ебен. You said that you had lots of people sitting and standing next to you for this tough period of time in your life. But at the same time, the song that we are already playing on the radio is called I Walk Alone.
Yes.
I mean, I believe that there is a message behind this title.
For me, I Walk Alone, it has more poetical meaning, actually. It feels a pretty strong title, like a statement. And say, oh, now I'm walking alone after a long career with Nightwish, but actually that's not true. I have never been walking alone. But the thing is that, well, that song was not written by me. It was two Swedish guys who actually delivered me the song last year, and the hook for me was that they melted this Mozart Requiem in the inside of the song, and that was one of the main reasons I took this song from my album. That was so great thing to have, like a coming, like a kind of like a rock orientated song with a classical background. It fitted perfectly. And,
because it's something, like what you are all about.
Yeah, exactly. And I have never been really, really afraid to combine different music styles, and that is what I am the strongest. You know, that I feel that is the thing I do the best so far, and. You know, I Walk Alone is a song also that gave me the title of my album, My Biggest Storm.
Попитах я, при положение, че има толкова приятели, защо тогава актуалният ти сингъл се казва Сама съм, вървя сама, I Walk Alone. Тария каза, за мен тази песен има по-скоро поетичен смисъл. На пръв поглед заглавието сякаш иска да каже, че съм останала сама след годините, прекарани в Nightwish. Но това не е вярно. Никога не съм била сама. Истината е, че не аз написах тази песен, а двама шведи бяха вмъкнали мотиви от Реквием на Моцарт в парчето и затова реших да го включа в своя албум. Рок-ориентирана песен с класически елементи. Пасна перфектно. Никога не съм се страхувала да комбинирам различни стилове. Всъщност там е най-голямата ми ми сила. You said that combining different styles is the thing that you have always been to. But there is one thing that I'm sure that you will never do, Tarja. I'm sure that you will never sing a punk rock song.
Oh, no. And why not?
I don't know.
I think I am not capable of.
Well, I don't know. You tell me.
If somebody would ask me that, hey, would you like to sing tango? I would rather say no, but but when you're talking about music in general, you should never say no.
Mm-hmm.
That is the thing in music. That is the wonderful thing in music. It's a universal language, but yeah, I might think twice.
Казах и продължихме разговора с Тарја Туронен към една по-забавна тема. Аз си казах, сигурен съм, че има едно нещо, което никога няма да направиш. Сигурен съм, че ти никога няма да изпееш пънк песен. Тарја каза, и защо? Сигурно твърдите, че не мога, че не съм в състояние. Аз казах, ти ми кажи, след което Тарја добави, ако някой ме попита дали ми се пее пънк, сигурно ще откажа. Въпреки, че никога не можеш да кажеш никога, когато става дума за музика. Това е най-хубавото в музиката. Тя е универсален език. You said that music is a universal language, puts the conversation in a very precise direction. Now, you work in a way globally with Universal, but at the same time, you had this appearance on the Nuclear Blast 20 years anniversary compilation, singing a song. So, do you still have friends there in Nuclear Blast?
I believe so. Yes, I believe so. And that was the reason that I really wanted to be part of this compilation, because I, even though the collaboration between me and Nuclear Blast was pretty short in a way that only for one album with Once with Nightwish, so of course when they asked me to be part of this album, I wanted to be there, because it was always the feeling for me that they were very warm-hearted people, and they have been still there to support me, you know, sending me time-to-time messages. Even one of the guys met me in the airport a couple of weeks ago and ran and to hug me. And, you know, they are really nice people there. So no problem with them, not at all.
Хитро взехме въпроса от това, което тя каза, че музиката е универсален език. Попитахме я. Ти сега вече работиш с Universal Music, но въпреки това взе участие в юбилейната компилация по случай 20-ти рожден ден на Nuclear Blast. Имаш ли все още приятели там? Тарја каза, мисля, че да, това бе и причината да се съглася да участвам в компилацията. Макар да работех с Nuclear Blast за кратко само по край албума Once на Nightwish, имах достатъчно време да се убедя, че хората там са изключително топли и сърдечни. Дори преди няколко седмици един от тях ме видя на летището, затича се към мен, прегърна мен, наистина приятни хора са. Well, at the same time, at your friends of Nuclear Blast today, the biggest title is your ex-band new album. Did you have the chance to listen to it? And believe me, we had this new singer, Annette Olsson, here on the radio, something like 2 weeks ago, and she said that you're a great singer, and that she didn't even think of trying to put herself in your shoes. She's trying to do something different because you're a great singer. What do you think of her? I mean, I don't want to make kind of a The Sex and the City girly kind of shit, but sincerely talking, what do you think of the new singer of your ex band?
Well, fantastic. That I don't believe that you would do anything like that in public, you know, But as I am a public person, you know that there have been many people asking me about this. I have heard only a couple of songs from Nightwish so far. I have been in Finland only some days during this summer. And now when I came back to Finland yesterday, I received a new Nightwish CD sent it by the record company. And I'm anxious to put it to my record player and start to play it, because I haven't heard it so far. So I am very anxious to listen to it, of course. But you know, if you're asking me about her and her voice and personality, I am really the person that shouldn't give a public opinion about her, of course. But I wish her all the best from the bottom of my heart and in her career. And I hope really that the band is now very happy with what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they are. Definitely, music has been never an issue in Nightwish, so it's been always working really, really well, as it worked also with me. So I'm really happy if they if they have a long career in their head, yeah.
Mm-hmm. И така, задължителният въпрос, както знаем, заговорихме за Nuclear Blast преди малко, а най-силното им заглавие в момента е новият албум на Nightwish. Преди няколко седмици казахме на Тария, си говорихме с новата им певица, за местничката ти, Анет Олсон. Тогава тя те окачестви като страхотна певица. Какво мислиш за нея? Тария каза, много хора ми задават този въпрос. За сега съм чула само няколко от новите песни на Nightwish. Но преди два дни, когато се завърнах в Финландия, звукозаписната компания ми изпрати новия им албум, така че нямам търпение да го чуя. Що се отнася до Анет, не бих искала да изказвам публично мнението си за гласа и нейната личност, но и желая всичко най-добро с цялото си сърце и се надявам музикантите от групата най-сетне да са щастливи.
Well, obviously, it seems that everything is clean both sides. Everybody seems to be happy with what you're doing. I mean, you, from your side and your band, looks to be very happy with the record sales that they got. And especially in Finland, only in one day.
I'm talking about your ex-band Nightwish. But in fact, the question is, are you happy, you, Tarja?
I'm very happy. I'm really happy. Thank you for asking. I'm really happy, yeah.
I mean, because at the end of the day, you may have, you can pass through lots of shit or whatever, even success in anything, and not be happy. And I believe that the biggest issue and the big question for a human being is
if that human being is happy.
And if the answer is yes,
exactly.
So lucky you.
Exactly. That is the thing in life, you know, that I have understood the importance of that. Exactly. You put it in a great word, in a really right word. That it should be like that in life. That also my album is talking a lot about that.
Mm-hmm.
That no matter how much we persons we are talking about, that how much we should live every as well as we can.
I'm losing you from time to time, but you're happy.
I can tell you honestly, I am really happy with my life.
Тария се оказва един щастлив човек. Попитах я дали всъщност, в крайна сметка, дали е щастлива. Тя каза, да, много, благодаря за въпроса, наистина съм щастлива. Уточних, че питам, защото човек може да е преживял какви ли не нещастия, но в крайна сметка да е щастлив. И обратното, да е пожънал множество успехи, но да е нещастен. Важно е какво излиза след затваряне на уравнението. Тария каза, именно, това е една от големите житейски истини, които научих. За това става дума и в моя албум. Не минава и ден без да се запитам дали съм щастлива. Е, смело мога да заявя, наистина съм щастлива.
Last question is, we got to know your touring band now.
Yes.
And, okay, let's say, working with Mike Terana, it's not a big surprise.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that Doug Wimbish is coming from a quite different background.
Yes.
So how do you fit together?
Well, it has been amazing for me to see that how these musicians that played on my album also, they were all having different backgrounds. And that was the thing that for me was there to see that how this works as a team. You know, that I knew that the album I'm having at my hands is not an album that could be categorized in one category. So to say, I wanted to have musicians also that could handle not only one style of playing, but they could have open-minded view of music, you know, and to understand me as an artist better and my wishes. So this was the thing that worked so well in the album, in 14 songs. So I am sure that Doug, Alex, and Max Lilja in cello and Mike Serrana in drums, and other people, there is a girl, Maria Ilmonimi, in keyboards, my little brother in additional instruments, and another cellist, Markus Hoste from Finland, from classical music. They are having different backgrounds, but definitely they are very open-minded people, and we are working as a team, and it's really great, and it's really working well. This is a fantastic thing in music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You always start something new.
Нямаше как да не я попитаме и за музикантите, с които работи, записва албума, част от тях ще се включат и в концертната и група, а именно барабариста Майк Терана, китариста Алекс Шолб, басистът на Living Color Doug Wimbish и така нататък. Попитах, добре де, ако работите с Майк Терана, това няма особени изненади. Обаче, специално за Дъг, той идва от група, която свири доста различен от твоя стил. Как се сработихте? Тари каза, работата с всеки един от тези музиканти бе изключително вълнуваща. Един отбор сме, макар да сме се занимавали с различен тип музика. Отдавна знам, че албумът, който сега държа в ръцете
песните си не може да бъде поставен в конкретна категория. Ето защо исках да се обградя с музиканти, които не се ограничават само в един стил на свирене. Нещата се получиха идеално във всичките 14 песни в диска и съм сигурна, че и Дъг, и Алекс, и Макс Лилия, и Майк Терана, и Мария Илмони Еми, и Маркус Хоти с отворено съзнание, въпреки различния си происход. Работим чудесно като отбор. Между другото, интересното е, че в този отбор има един човек, който носи същата фамилия. So, is this guy Tommy Turunen something like a brother of yours?
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yeah, Tommy Turunen.
Tommy Turunen, yes.
Yeah, he's your brother, right? How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have two brothers. I have a younger brother and an older brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm the only girl in the family.
Yeah, and Tony is the younger or the elder?
Yes, the younger one. He's 25 years old.
Окей.
Okay.
И така разкрихме мистерията. Тоби Тюрунен е нейния по-малък брат, той е 25 години, а иначе има двама братя.
Окей, okay, so Таря, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.